everyone, and welcome back to the Dark Deeds Podcast. Here on the Dark Deeds Podcast, we dive deep into criminal minds, both past and present. So if you are looking for a true crime podcast that goes beyond the headlines and focuses on the importance of justice for victims, well, my friend, you've come to the right place. This is the Dark Deeds Podcast. I'm May Kiedels. Let's dive right in. Today's case is actually going to be a follow-up to the Plainview ISD School Assault Podcast episode that I made last month. We've got some new information out, and it seems that things are not like they appear to be, at least not as far as the Plainview ISD district is concerned. If you haven't watched my video on the Plainview ISD assault, I will link it here for you. You can head over there and watch that and then come back here and get the update. Otherwise, nothing that I'm saying right now is going to make any sense to you. So let's get into it. The Plainview ISD district had come under so much fire, and understandably so. Allegedly, a six-year-old female student was pulled under her desk and assaulted by another student, while the teacher allegedly had headphones in and her back turned, and other students were caught recording it on school-issued iPads. Now, we have more information on this, and it seems that nothing that came out previously was accurate. Either that, or Plainview ISD is completely deflecting the entire thing. And I'll let you make up your own opinion, but here's what we know as of now. The school district has officially released a statement stating that the assault that took place at school was not an assault, rather an inappropriate mutual interaction, one that lasted about 34 seconds. During this 34 seconds, it is also alleged that the teacher, while having her back turned helping other students, did not have on any headphones whatsoever. And during that 34 seconds, there was no outcry or struggle, something that was highlighted initially when this case was first breaking. Now, I know what y'all are thinking. How do we know if she was wearing headphones or not? Of course, the district is going to say that, but it is also alleged that the district has footage from their hallway security cameras, somehow, I guess, able to pick up part of that classroom. And those cameras captured footage of the teacher who was, at the time, not wearing headphones. Plainview ISD also came under fire for allegedly not informing parents immediately what took place on that campus. It is now said that they were actually able to make contact with one of the parents that same day and informed them of what had taken place. And another parent did not answer their phone call that same day, but they were able to make contact with said parent the following day. Now, I know it's annoying because I'm saying they and just like not giving specifics on, are we talking about the victim? Are we talking about the potential perpetrator? I don't know either. Because these kids are minors, we will not know. We will not know whose parents were called when or the names of these children. Obviously, this is for everyone's privacy. Plainview ISD also says that both of the children's parents also were interviewed by Child Protective Services as well. And the district had this statement to say, quote, all six-year-olds involved are victims and being treated as such due to the occurrence of behaviors that are not typical of six-year-old students. They also released another statement stating, quote, we cannot speak to the conclusion of the Hale County District Attorney or the FBI. The law in the state of Texas does not provide for criminal penalties for children under the age of 10, and public schools are prohibited from expelling or suspending children in third grade or below. This is something that I spoke on in my first video of this, and I kind of felt that this would be where this case was headed. A lot of people are still expressing outrage that this occurred, and I agree. It is just absolutely terrible. Now, whether what occurred was mutual curiosity by these two children or was what we were initially told, which was a child being forced under a desk and being assaulted, I think one thing is certain is that parents are not informed on the process of what to do when things like this occur. So all of this outrage is built up at Plainview ISD. People are rallying at school board meetings, etc. And sadly, that's not going to really yield any results because the bigger issue here, one that is now kind of being released but still not being given as much weight as it should be, is the fact that the school district's hands are tied by the state of Texas because they are not allowed to expel or suspend children that are in third grade or below. Now, this case obviously involves six-year-olds, so obviously they are well below that threshold of the cutoff to be able to even be expelled or removed from campus. The only way this could get better is at a state level. Because the Texas state law doesn't allow criminal penalties for children that are under that are under the age of 10 causes some gray areas. This is an unprecedented case, but should be one that is looked into further. At the time that I'm recording this, it has not been released if the parents were allowed to watch the video of the assault to verify what has been released. I know that due to the laws, they may not actually have been allowed to see that because they are not allowed to know the name of the person who committed the crime. Now, obviously, this case is a really sad one, and I don't think it's any less tragic or any less shocking or upsetting even if it was a mutual exchange. I don't know how mutual things like that can be. I think that if two children are doing those things, we need to take a really hard look at the adults that are in these children's lives, because that's not normal behavior. And obviously they brought CPS in, so they're doing that. But we all know when it comes to, and no offense if you work for CPS, I know that they are just flooded with cases, and there are many times where things just kind of slip through the cracks. And hopefully this isn't going to be one of them, because obviously what took place really should be looked into. Now, I'm going to wrap today's short little episode up by saying this: the issue is bigger than Plainview ISD. We have children bringing guns to school now. We have children assaulting other children. And it's not just in Texas, it's all over the United States. The issue is not with local schools. The issue is not with local school boards. It's not even with the county in which you reside. The issue is always with the state. Your state is the one who issues these laws, and school boards simply have to follow what they're told to do, even if they disagree. Now, I'm not going to say that the way that the superintendent handled this was awesome and phenomenal and perfect. Honestly, it's hard to comment on that. But I will say this: a lot of these laws that we are currently running our schools off of were created in a time where people just couldn't fathom children this young doing things this crazy. And so the only way to make this world safer for children is to reform these laws. And these laws come from the state level. Like I said, how can you help do that? I said it in my last video, and I will end it today with that as well. Again, you need to reach out to your state legislator and let him or her know that there are too many gray areas in this under 10 age group. Violent crime is occurring in these younger demographics. Maybe not super commonly yet, but we're seeing it more and more and more. I want to say it was in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, somewhere like that. This past year, a very young elementary school student brought a gun and shot his teacher. Just absolutely crazy to me that this is the world we live in. And sadly, there are not any legal frameworks in place to handle that. So that is the way we can change this. Going to the school board is great. Let them know you're upset. I'm not saying don't do that. But if we want real change, that's where real change is going to take place. It's going to take place at the state level through a state legislator. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's very short, I apologize for that, very short podcast episode. I am highly congested. If my voice is annoying, I am so sorry. This video, I wanted to get it out, but I had another case planned, and I'm just too congested for it today, guys. I'm so sorry. But thank you so much for tuning into this case update. Stay tuned for next week. I've got a really intense case ready to cover with y'all. It's a wild one. If you haven't already subscribed to the Dark Deeds podcast, please be sure to do that. It will be either in the top left or right corner. If you're listening on podcasts, it's like a little plus sign. It may even say follow. That way you don't miss any of my case updates or any of our case uploads. And if you're on YouTube, hi, thank you so much for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please feel free to do so. I would love to have you join the Dark Deeds fam. And thank you guys again for watching this week's video. Y'all stay safe out there. I will see y'all next week.